All right, then I will call the meeting to order officially at 5:45 PM. We officially have quorum. Thank you, board members, for your patience. First, can I have an approval of tonight's agenda? Do I have a first?
Motion to approve the board agenda.
Second.
That was Denise, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going for the roll call vote. Carla?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
And Lily?
Yes.
Motion carries with 3 roll call votes. Okay, I'm going to open it up for public comment. Is there any public comment in El Centro?
No, I asked if she wanted to speak and she said no, she just wanted to be present. So she's not on public comment right now, but.
Okay, and I will open it up for public comment in San Bernardino.
Nobody to comment San Bernardino.
Thank you. Okay, moving forward then, board members, I will move on to the agenda action items. Do I have an action to approve the minutes?
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
I will second.
I have a first and a second. That was Lily. Denise and Lily, right?
Yes. Denise first, Lily second.
Okay, any discussion? Hearing none.
Actually, in the minutes under 3D, you need to change it to approval of parent handbook, not approval of line of parent handbook.
Right. Okay.
Got it. Thank you. Okay.
That was it.
Okay. So let me frame this right. So do I have an approval of the minutes with the recommended changes?
I will
then call for the roll call vote. Denise?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Motion carries with 3 roll call votes. Okay, moving forward to the approval of the unaudited actuals for 2022-2023 for El Centro and San Bernardino. This is the third of the 3 reports that we need to provide to our state of California as well as our authorizer. This one takes a little bit more time to complete by our back office because it represents the whole year and it includes any closeouts. This year for El Centro, I'm excited actually to present for both schools. I believe we're in a very good position. Both schools ended on a positive. El Centro ended on their income statement wise, they ended a positive $824,000, but overall their ending fund balance was significantly higher. And that was a $1.912 million. And as it relates to San Bernardino, board members, I know that we have worked really hard to mitigate San Bernardino's loss over the last couple years. So happily, I'm able to report again that they ended the year in a positive this year at $206,000. And then their final fund balance for the year is $634,000, so a little bit higher than their closing balance as of last year. Again, we worked really hard with San Bernardino as it related to expense management, as well as mitigating all of the prior debt that we owed to the sister company, Volunteers of America Southwest. So, both schools for this year are in a very good financial position. So with that, if I could have a motion to approve the unaudited actuals for El Centro and San Bernardino for 2022 to 2023.
Move to approve, Carla.
Carla, do I have a second?
I'll second. Denise,
any discussion?
I have a couple of questions.
Okay.
The special education in El Centro is for what?
We have an RSP teacher, but then also with the RSP, we bring in services from ICOE that represent children with IEPs for speech. And also when we are doing triannuals or we have a new student, we have a school psychologist that comes and provides testing for the children well. Those are specialized services that are required in the IEP.
And for special education as well, for the revenue side, board members, El Centro, we provide our services directly. So the revenue stays with us so that then we can in turn pay the services that Mr. Anderson had just shared with you. In San Bernardino, it is not like that. We actually are a school of the district. So the district retains all of the special education funding. And then in theory, well, they provide us the services.
Thank you.
Those are the two differences in those models.
The other question I had, rental lease repair, $522,000. Is that most of it is rent of the building?
Yes.
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 Thank you. Last one, unearned revenue. Is that a timing difference of revenues?
Way back, if you'll remember, back in 2021-22, the school, and this was kind of a big issue between the charter schools and the school districts. The school districts, because of the impact of COVID, were able to maintain their hold harmless status. So they weren't they were held, even though they had a drop in enrollment, they were paid at the prior year's rate. At the time, that was not approved for charter schools. So through advocacy efforts, finally, the state decided, yes, in fact, that they should have done the same thing for charter schools. So just this last fiscal year, they decided to go ahead and adjust that the revenue back. So that is basically all the deferment from the prior years. And because it wasn't budgeted, we put it in unearned revenue.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Did that make sense, I hope?
Yes.
Yeah. It was based on that long-winded back and forth between the state of California and the charter schools as far as funding went.
That was my question for El Centro.
Thank you.
Doesn't look like there's any other questions or comments. So we can do roll call?
Yes, ma'am. So motion carries. I will do roll call. Carla?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
Motion carries with 3 roll call votes. The next one is the approval of the English learner reclassification. We brought to you quite a number of students for El Centro, I think a couple months ago, actually maybe in May or June. Now we're bringing before you 6 students from San Bernardino with a request to allow us to be have their status changed from English learner to English proficient. Do I have a motion to approve that?
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Denise and Carla, any discussion?
If it's okay, I do want to mention that this puts us, just because of our numbers, just under 20% reclassification rate, which is very similar to El Centro. And as Mr. Anderson mentioned a couple months ago, that's a really good percentage for reclassification.
Great.
So yay on both of us.
And oftentimes when we come up for our charter renewal, that is one of the matrices that they'll look at is, you know, what is your percentage of reclassified English language learners? So that's a huge positive. I will call for the roll call vote then. Denise?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Billy?
Yes.
Motion carries with 3 roll call votes. The next one is an approval of general education multiple and single subject limited assignment teaching permits. They do have an acronym for that, and I understand it's called GLEP. Board members, I feel like we come to you all the time and share with you our struggles around staffing and trying to find qualified individuals. I know we shared that we're actually in a nationwide shortage. This shortage of teachers and qualified individuals really has been exacerbated over the last couple years. I think the Department of California and their California Commission on Teaching recognizes this. So I feel like they're trying to find kind of creative ways around it. Last year, they allowed us to use subs for a longer length of time. Then they made some ability to waive certain tests for a short period of time. This is just another option that they have implemented to help support schools to be able to meet the required teaching credentialing in the interim until staff actually receive their clear credential. So there's some requirements, and they must be employed to be able to be eligible for this. So it's almost like a catch-22, right? If you're not employed, you cannot get to be able to take advantage of this credential. But if you don't have your credential, you can't be employed and you can't teach in the class, because then that becomes a compliance. So what the state of California is asking us to do is to complete this form where we discuss the declaration of need for fully qualified teachers. We have to hold a general education teacher credential based on a BA, as well as be in a professional prep program. And we also then have to assign them an experienced person to help support them. They also, obviously, they have to agree to be part of this. And then we have to actually submit a completed application, and it's a state form with a processing fee. And then, of course, we would have to get board approval. So we're bringing this to you for your approval as just a potential other alternative for us to be able to really be able to hire and retain some of our teachers since we continue to just go up against this challenge.
Ms. Doreen, can I make a comment here?
Sure.
I'm noticing on the approval for STIPS that Ms. Cassandra Corral is not on that list. Is it too late to put her on, or?
For this agenda, yes.
Okay, so that would be, and also Ms. Amy Gallegos has a PIP, a provisional internship permit. So we would put her on the next one as well?
Correct.
All right, good. And I just do want to point out too that my teachers who are on STIP have been teaching several years in Arizona. So they are finishing their program, but they also have several years teaching experience.
And in California, I feel like it's one of the toughest states, probably with everything. I don't want to, the teaching industry is any different from any of the other industries. But there are a lot of tests that they have to pass. And I know sometimes it's just that one test that really causes the teacher a significant barrier to get through. So a lot of times in the pandemic area, every time they actually waived that for them.
And the
so I know that the state recognized.
There's one test in particular that has a horrific failure rate. It's like 35-40% of college graduate trained teachers that take this test don't pass it. It's just nuts. So Doreen's right. It's extremely difficult to get certified in California. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Doreen. I apologize.
No problem. With that, may I entertain motion to approve the general education mobile and single of need.
Move to approve. Paula. We're trying to figure out how to shorten it.
That's why it's GLEP. I think is the word. GLEP? GLEP? Say GLEP.
Gallegos?
Can you hear me?
I called it GLEP. But that was just how I read it.
You're breaking up, Miss Doreen.
Okay, is this better?
Yes.
Okay, I'm talking right into it.
I move.
So I have a first. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Lily.
Lily, okay. Any more discussion? Any more discussion?
Nope.
No discussion.
Nope. All right, I'll call for the roll call vote. Am I, you can't hear me, huh?
Sometimes.
That's so weird. I'm going to try to dial in on my phone, but I don't want to give you guys a headache by trying it with all the static.
We're okay now.
It's fine. Every once in a while, you freeze. That's it.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go fast then. Carla?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
Motion passes with 3 roll call votes. You know, it's so funny because when you said you couldn't hear me, I spoke louder, but that's not going to help a freezing situation, right? Okay. All right. Next is Williams Monitoring. Board members, this is just to let you know, San Bernardino, and we were selected again going into this year, was selected for Williams Monitoring last year. This is a final letter that they do at the end of it, and it just notes that we're 100% in compliance with our Williams Monitoring audit. So hats off to Shannon and your team. Tremendous amount of work. I want to say a lot of heavy lifting, a lot of administrative pulling together documents and just a lot of preparation. So thank you for that.
Thank you. And this is, board members, this is specifically a final report for the 22-23 school year. However, the Williams monitoring list goes for 3 years. So we do have another Williams visit in 2 weeks, actually 2 weeks from today, much less pressure than last year. But because of that, you'll be seeing this particular form another 4 times this year for the 23-24 school year. And then you'll see it another 4 times for the 24-25 school year. And then hopefully you won't see it anymore after that.
Well, it looks like based on this report that you're doing a great job. Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you.
Good.
All right. Well, board, that just brings us to board closing comments. If there's any closing comments.
Well, I'll just say to both Bill and Shannon, you know, hopefully you're going to have a school year without too many problems.
Thank you, Ms. Carla.
Thank you.
Already starting.
Yeah, we had a good start. We really did. So I'm excited. You know.
Any change in enrollment from today, from the last 2 weeks?
Well, we've gone up in enrollment, but again, as we've gone up, some people are not coming, but then today we just got 3 people, so it's in flux.
Right back to
That's where San Bernardino is too. You know, like right now we're in a valley. But like Bill was saying, it goes up and down so quickly before things finally settle out that I would be hesitant to say this is our number. for several more weeks.
So we'll be up maybe 25 to 40 kids. Yeah, or 44, depending on who stays. You know, but there's a little bit of jockeying that takes place, and, you know, so we're ready for that.
Shannon, if I can ask, how did the school fare during the storm?
We had a number of roof leaks. I think more than half the rooms had significant roof leaks. But nothing like was completely destroyed. So we called the owner, they came out, it took like 3 days to fix everything. And then we had quite a few branches come down from trees, not just like the skinny branches either, the full mm-hmm. branches. So I'm particularly grateful to Doreen for making the decision not to have us here during the storm, because the big branches were on the playground. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, and on the front, you know, the front of the school. So somebody just walking into the building could have gotten hit pretty hard. But nothing that couldn't be cleaned up or fixed. So I'm happy about that.
Good.
Very good.
I actually, at my own home, my dogs actually had to swim to go outside and do their business. So you can see one of the shorter of the two. And of course, he's the white one that shows every track holder. And he was literally doggy paddling to get to the other side of the yard and get back to the house.
Wow.
He was fine.
They love
Doreen's
it.
Doreen's making a face.
Backstroke.
I know. The pictures in Palm Springs were amazing.
Yeah. Oh
my gosh. Wow. Well, board members, if there are no more questions or additional comments, I can officially close the meeting to the public at 6:07 p.m.
Thank you, Ms. Doreen.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Please be safe and stay hydrated.
Yes. Stay cool.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.